Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. Hold up, they ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach filled from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heels. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say we slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I can chop my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't got to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than be up in hell. Well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harry and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Good afternoon, my brothers and my sisters. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, we ought to. Rejoice and be glad in it. I'm sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to reflect about today. Because Father God is good, and He is good all the time, and all the time He is good. Even when we don't think He is looking, He's looking. The Bible says that He never sleeps, nor does He slumber. That means He's with us and He's awake all of the time. And so we must learn to give our Father in heaven the glory. All the glory goes to Him, my brothers and my sisters. We get none. Because we are mere men in this evil, terrible world. And the reason I say it's an evil, terrible world, because that's what it is, my brothers and my sisters. The Bible says that we are living in the last days, and the last days is where we are living. My brothers and my sisters. The Bible says men will be lovers of themselves, and they will hate you for doing what is right. They will hate you for doing the right thing. See? The Bible always tells us that if you are in the world, to not be of it. You have to be in it, the Bible says, but you don't have to be of it, meaning that you don't have to accept what the world does and how people are living. You don't have to be a part of that. If they're not living right, or they're doing things that are not right, or doing things that are evil, doing bad things, and you don't have to compromise yourself to be like the world. Be who you are. Be who Father God made you to be. Be someone that other people want to follow. Be a light in the darkness, day. That's what Jesus Christ said when he left us. He left us as disciples. He said, you all will do more than I will do. Why did he say that? He says, because you have the Holy Spirit as your guide. See? He says, I'm going to leave. Jesus Christ left because now he's not here. Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father, who? Father God in heaven. That's what Jesus Christ has done. He has finished his work here on earth. Until the day that he returns, his work is finished, my brothers and my sisters. Jesus Christ has finished his work here on the earth. There's nothing else that he's going to do down here. See, he left us in charge down here on this earth. See, that's why he said he's going to give us a helper. That's why he says he's going to give us a helper, because he left us in charge on the earth. Okay? And he says, I will give you a helper. Who is the helper? The helper is the comforter. Who is the comforter? The Holy Ghost. He said, I have to go because the comforter will come. He said, if I don't go to heaven, the comforter will not come. Who is the comforter? The comforter, Holy Spirit. That's why we should be led and guided by the Holy Ghost. I know you cannot see him because he is a spirit. See? But he has come to be your helper, to guide you in the way that you should go, my brothers and my sisters. That's why he has come to guide you in the way that you should go. See, we all have to be guided in some way or the other. I said we all have to be guided in some way or the other, because we are Father God's children. I said we are his children, but he is a father. And any good father would want what's best for his children. I say any good father would want what's best for his children. And so that's why he said, I'm going up to heaven and I'm going to leave you a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And whatever you need, the Holy Ghost will be an intercessor between you and the Father. Because now Jesus Christ is already going to sit on the right hand of the Son of God. So he's not here to be the intercessor for us. So he gave us an intercessor when he left. He called him the Holy Ghost. He says, you will be able to do greater things because you will go to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the intercessor for you. So whatever you need, whether it be healing, whether it be prayer, any supplication that you need, you go to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will go to the Father for you. And if you pray, you pray in Jesus' name. So what we do, my brothers and my sisters, we have to learn how to humble ourselves. See, a lot of us are not humble. We don't humble ourselves. We do exactly what we want to do, and then we learn Father God when it does not go in the way that we want it to go. What you have to learn to do is be subjective to the Holy Ghost. But that voice that you hear telling you what you should and should not do, that's before you do it. Not after you've already done it. It's that voice in your head that says, you know what, you shouldn't be doing that. He said, well, something told me that I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that something was the Holy Ghost. That something that told you should not have done it, it's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. So you got to know what that something is. And The only way that you're going to know what that something is, my brothers and sisters, is to study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God, to show yourself approved, not unto man, my brothers and sisters, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the word of truth. So we know the word of truth, my brothers and my sisters, can be wrongly divided. That's why it's so important that you study it. You can go off and read the end and start telling anybody what you think that it says. Okay. But you don't really know what it says because you don't study it. You have to learn to study, my brothers and my sisters. And you know what? I have learned that if you don't study the Word of God and you do not understand what it says, you will fail in your teaching and your reading of the Word because you don't read for understanding. You go to church on Sunday, you put your Bible up, you don't pick your Bible up until next Sunday. Meaning that between Sundays, there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's 6 days, and you've not picked your Bible up. Okay. You have to learn to read and to study and to pick your Bible up. Because if you've never picked your Bible up until Sunday morning, you are not being fed every day. In order to understand and to know the Word of God, the Word of Father God, you have got to study it, my brothers and my sisters. You have got to pick that Bible up between Sunday and next Sunday. So you need to read the Bible. The Bible, the Word of God says to study day and night. And night and day. And people ask me, why are you so big on studying? Because if you do not study, it's just like if you're taking a class at a college or in high school, and you don't study your class material, you will flunk the class. You will not pass class because what? Because you only open that book when you are in the classroom. You don't open that book when you are not in the classroom. You don't study every night for your homework. You don't do your homework assignment. And guess what? You're going to fail the class. The reason you don't understand the Word of God, the reason that you're failing a lot of things in life, because the Bible is the book of life. My brothers and my sister, it is the book of life. There's no book of life that's greater than the Bible. I don't care how many people have written their books. I don't care how many authors you have out there. There is no greater book than the Word of Father God, which is the Bible. Okay. So if you don't know the book of life, which is the Bible, you need to pick it up, you need to study, you need to read it, so you can understand that the way of life, the ways of life, of course, you know, God gives us. He gives us what we call a will, a free will. Meaning that you do, he gives you a free will to do as you want to do. But you have to understand it. In that free will, there are circumstances and consequences to what you are doing in your free will. So your free will does not line up with the Word of God. Guess what? You're going to have a problem because you are in your free will. And the reason he gives us free will is because he does not make you do anything. It's up to you what you do. My brothers and sisters, that's definitely up to you what you do. He's not going to come down here on earth from his throne in heaven and hold your hand and say, don't walk across that street when the cars are coming. He's not going to tell you that. Okay. Because he gave you, that's why he gave your mind, that's why he gave your brain. Because you know what? You have his will to do what you want to do. And that's what you do. Now, because you do have free will to do what you want to do, you cannot expect Father God to come down here and hold your hand. That's why you're supposed supposed to know what to do. And the only way that you're going to know what to do is read the word of God and on a continual basis, and you put yourself and line up for what the word says. And if you don't line up and do what you're supposed to do, what the word says, then you will, we will be lost. I said, you will be lost. You refuse to line up with the word of God. You refuse to do what the word of God says. You're not even trying to do what it says because you're going to do what you want to do. And most people do what they want to do. And then when things happen outside of the will of God, then you want to blame God. But that wasn't God. That was you. I said, it was not Father God. It was you because you chose to do what you wanted to do instead of line up with the word of God. Now, everybody says that Father God loves you, and he is love. That's what he is. He is love. There's no doubt that he loves you. There's no doubt about that because he says that he is love. And as any good father, he loves all of his children. And we are all of his children, although some of us do what we want to do and then blame God for it. It's not Father God's fault that you did what you wanted to do. Every action, and my brothers and my sisters, has a reaction. I said, every action has a reaction. Meaning that if you decide to do something, whatever you do, it's going, something else is going to happen because of what you did. That's what I mean by every action has a reaction. If you decide to do something, whether it be right or wrong, whether it be good or bad, whatever that you do, my brothers and my sisters, has a reaction to the action that you call. Some people say, well, I didn't do anything. No. Yes, you did. You did. Because if you had not done anything, then you would not have caused a reaction to it. So you had to do something, whether you were aware that you did it or not. Because nothing happens by itself. Everything that happens is an action. If I take my feet and kick this door, guess what? That door is going to open. Why did the door open? Because I kicked the door. So it opened. If I put my hand on a hot stove, I'm going to pull my hand back. Why? Because the stove is hot. And the reaction to putting my hand on a hot stove was I pulled it back because it was hot. Every action has a reaction. Nothing happens by itself. So if you tell me that something happened and you had nothing to do with it, I beg to differ. I said I beg to differ because if you had nothing to do with it, then you wouldn't have got the reaction that you received. Okay. You did something, whether you knew about it or not. There was something done to cause a reaction. So you cannot say, I did not do anything to cause it. Oh, yes, you did. You did something to cause the reaction. Some action that you did, my brothers and my sisters, caused a reaction. Whether it was a good action or a bad action, because not all actions are bad. It might have been something good that you did that other people thought it was good and caused a good a reaction. Then there's something that might have been bad that you did that might have caused a bad reaction. My brothers and my sisters. So, you know what? You know, we used to, I used to see people with these bracelet on that said, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Do you have the blessing on this to show people that you are a Christian, or do you have the blessing on this to remind me what would Jesus do in a certain situation? If the bracelet is on to remind others, I say yes, the bracelet should be on to remind you. Not to be reminding others, but to remind you of what would Jesus do. Okay. I said the bracelet should be on to remind you of what would Jesus do. Not to remind others. We're so quick to say, well, we want to remind others what to do. No. Work on you. Okay. Work on you. Don't be concerned about what others are doing. Work on you. See if your love walk is lining up with the love of Father God. See if your mouth, with the words that come out of your mouth, are lining up with the words of Father God. Okay. See if your actions, don't worry about anybody else's actions, but see if your actions are lining up with the word of Father God. We have to learn to fix ourselves before we fix anybody else. We have to love ourselves before we want to love anyone else. My brothers and my sisters, sometimes you have to step back from the situation in order to see the situation. The Bible says if a man says that he loves Father God, who he has never seen, and does not love his brother, who he sees on a daily basis, the Bible calls him a liar. Because the Bible says if you say you love Father God, but you have never, ever seen, and you cannot love your brother who you see every day, the Bible calls you a liar. Well, I hope this Bible study has been a blessing to you. If it has, reach out and let someone else hear it. Share it with some others. Share it on your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google, your blog, your Tumblr, whatever, your Pinterest, whatever social media that you choose to use. It's not about me, my brothers and my sisters. It's about Father God and His word. It is never about me. It's about Father God and His word. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll give you a time tomorrow. I don't know exactly what time I'll be on there tomorrow, but I'll put it out there on my social media pages. You all have a blessed day. And learn to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. You all have a blessed day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Same space. I don't know what time it is. I want the same time. Have a blessed day.
We're not playing out here. It's for real. We living out here for life. We trying to get it. Ain't nobody finna take our life. I keep my young homies out here with these things. My big homies keep handling me. We gon' keep it cracking. My other name should have been Jesse Jazz, but I stayed with my cannon. I didn't have no voice. I was raised right around the corner from where we stand. Hollow points ended and all of that. I'm ready. We gang banging.
My cousin was a killer. He done put a lot of trigger feet and made a lot of models cry. If you ask him why he do it, he would say I'm young and foolish. Bang on you right before he lets the bullets fly.
He ain't had no sense of dignity. His daddy was a mystery. You'd probably end up dead or sitting in a penitentiary and tell the judge he can go to hell for the sentencing. It probably make no sense to you, but listen to the history. The new Jim Crow or the old one? People out here fighting for equality, and honestly, I think they owe some. Back and forth some. Cleaver got a message for the people. Bunch you with them, and they trying to stop the evil, and they clicked up with their fists up. The whole neighborhood feeling like they meant some. Then it was a mix-up. Feds got them fixed up. End of the movement. Back to the bricks, bruh. And Raymond Washington about to start the Crips up. They getting bigger every day and trying to fix up. They saw Geronimo Pratt dodging bullets from attack. Guess they figure we don't really want it this much.
You know, originally the gangs were created to protect everybody in the community. there was lynching and bombing going on, and the gangs were there to protect. What people don't understand is a lot of the leaders died.
Medgar Evers
has been shot.
Bunchy Carter
has been shot.
Fred Hampton
has been shot.
MLK
has been shot in Memphis, Tennessee.
These youngsters didn't have any direction, no leaders to look up to, so they imploded
on
themselves.
They say Crip stands for community, revolutionary in a party service. Way before the genocide and the murders, a little less of integration was the verdict. When bombs may go off at the Sunday service, wow. They protecting their community, then it turned into diplomatic immunity. Then the fight against oppression was depressing. Now they keep on losing battles and they started losing unity. Now they beat each other blue black, force fed self hate to the truth crack. Got their own folks hiding on the rooftop. They ain't finna take no more, they finna shoot back. Bow. Now they blind like a family, they all blood. From the concrete jungle to the small hood, throwing signs up, now the crime's up. We was meant to kill oppression, now we loading eyes up. But never mind us, crime. Factory to close, now a lot of people jobless. Now they got the drugs coming in from Nicaragua. Government to turn a blind eye, or they got it.
It was a perfect storm. I mean, we're talking post-segregation, and what are you going to do? The factories have closed, and no one's hiring anybody from the urban community because of what you look like. And now there's a war going on in Nicaragua, and drugs are being imported into your community. Are you going to sell drugs, or are you going to be homeless? Because the government's not paying attention.
Huh, man, you tell me. What's a reasonable man to say? There's a high school in Alabama named after Robert E. Lee, and it's 89% black. You don't see the irony? What it do to a psyche? It's simple, you don't like me. What I'm supposed to do now? Delusional, calling that system criminal justice, where the rich and the guilty are safer than the poor and the innocent. Why would we listen when American churches scuff their toms on our brothers' dead bodies as they march to stop gay marriage? Yo, we had issues with Planned Parenthood too. We just cared about black lives outside the wombs just as much as in. Young man gon' find purpose somehow. And the nation was at least around. And when his vice lords told him he was of royal descent, and that war on drugs felt much more like war on the poor, he figured, forget it. But won't you come stay a while? Tell us how the Son of Man walked on Egyptian and Eastern soil and wasn't just a Western construct. What master used to control us, but what the master used to free us. And it was a crooked system just like this that left the King of Kings bloodless. Yeah. We are truly a descendant of a king, only his reign is infinite. And being right is a distant second to the joy of compassion. Won't you come stay a while?